Blog Talk Radio.
God, I just praise God today. Amen. Give him the glory. Amen. I didn't hear my cue, but I just praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. What an awesome God we serve, a God that can do everything but fail. I'm excited about today. Amen. I'm excited about his will. And I bless him because, amen, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I want to lift him up today. Amen. And praise his holy name. Who can be more worthy? Who can be found more worthy than Jesus Christ, who has died on the cross for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life, Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't do any dead works. Amen. We as the body of Christ, amen, sometimes we tend to do dead works, amen, not keeping our focus and our will on God and begin to do everything to please mankind instead of God. Saul did that, amen, when God had allowed him to be anointed king by Samuel. One of the things that he did, he took his focus off of God and began to want to please man. We as the body of Christ need to stop trying to please man and our friendship and our buddies, but literally go in to do the will of God. There's a devil out there, and every day he's going to try to tempt you to go in the wrong direction. He's going to try to tempt you to abort your mission and your purpose in life in order to fulfill something that he wants to fulfill. But I'm telling you, saints, amen, don't go into that kind of a state, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because, amen, corruption can only birth forth corruption. Amen. And we are of the body of Christ, an incorruptible seed. Amen. So we should strive, amen, for that which is pertaining to God's will. Thank you, Jesus. And his purpose for us, amen, in this day and hour. We are living in the last days, saints, amen, and Christ is soon to come. And he's coming back for that church, and I said that on most of my segments, that don't have a blemish, amen. You cannot offer a sacrificial lamb to him that has a blemish. He won't take it. You know I'm excited, amen. Today is Thursday, amen, and we have gotten most of the week over with, and amen, through it, amen, we have obtained the victory. You know, I just praise God for the victory because the victory is ours when we walk with God. Amen. So I just thank him and I give him the glory. Amen. All the honor, all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. I bless his name. I bless his name. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, who's able to do everything but fail. Oh, I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want no rocks to cry out for me. I don't want nothing to, amen, stand up in my place. Amen, because I have a God, amen, that, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, can do, amen, exceedingly abundantly all that I can ask or think according to the power that worketh in me. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name today, God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, my God, I bless you. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Father, I bless you today. Hallelujah. I praise and bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are my God and my King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before the mountains and everything was brought forth, amen, you, Lord God, were there. And I bless you, your majesty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you because there is no counsel greater than your counselor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to thank you, Father, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I praise and bless your holy name. Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords, what a mighty God we serve. Awesome and infinite in his powers. Hallelujah, mighty through his works. Jesus is our testimony. Hallelujah, how he came down and defeated the works of Satan. Oh, I praise him today. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You see, the Lord is on his throne. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Reigning over the kingdoms of this world. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I for his good works in the land of the living. My heart is exceedingly joyful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I exercise myself in great matters concerning the Lord. Oh, I bless his name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember the Lord, hallelujah, today. How he brought the Israelites out of Egypt. Hallelujah. And planted them in a land of righteousness. The Lord's will is perfect. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I look up to the hill from which cometh my help. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I cleave to the rock that is greater than anything. Oh, my God, I praise you today. Thank you, Jesus. Because you are a God that is long-suffering and have grace and mercy and truth abiding in you. Lord, I praise you today for your mighty works and your will. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. A God that's able to destroy all of our enemies. He told Jesus, like he told David, to sit here on my right-hand side till I make your enemies your footstool. God is making our enemies our footstool today. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Power is in your hand. Power is in your hand. You sit high, but you look down low. Hallelujah. And you look upon the men, upon the children, upon the boys and girls, upon the women upon the earth, and you begin to move for them. What a mighty God we serve. The word of the Lord is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of the Lord is rich. My God, I glorify you today. None like you, Jesus. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Nisi, he kandar obosaya. He kandar obosatata. The Lord is at hand. The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is doing a quick work, saints. So I praise God today. I praise him for his mighty acts. And I praise him for his mighty dealings in the land of the living. Jerusalem will not go out. Hallelujah. But the Antichrist and Satan is going out. For God is moving by his Spirit to punish the enemy, and he shall be defeated. I praise God today. What a mighty God we serve, saints. I could go on and go on with praises. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm just like Ezekiel. Amen. He saw him in the wheel, in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there were creatures all around him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see, I've been with God. Hallelujah. And I won't let him go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All I want him to do is just keep me and my children and the saints that he has told me that he would do for his people. I want to see him do it, for I glorify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise him today. I didn't hear my cue, but I just thank God. You know, saints, this is Bible study day, and we are going through so much in the world. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to get any better. But those that don't accept the mark of the beast, I guarantee you, by the word of God. Now, not only that, but I guarantee you by Jesus Christ, amen, that he's able to take care of you and bring you out. Amen. I'm a witness for him, and hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I can't do nothing but tell you the truth. Amen. The Bible said, and the thought for today is coming out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, of the book of Zechariah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And I give him all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And these are thoughts, amen, that we must thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord of hosts, amen, is saying to us, amen, and we should always meditate upon, amen, the word of God. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 3, starting at the first verse, and he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuked thee, O Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Thank you, Jesus. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Amen. Our meditation is important. Let us meditate upon his word. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we always take the Lord's Supper. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, as often as we come together. So I want to reiterate, amen, thank you, Jesus, that this is very important. Amen. So it's coming out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse is 24. And he gave thanks and broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. If you have your bread, you might take it now. Your God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then the Bible said, after the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your grape juice, you might drink it now. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is Bible study. Amen. So get out your pens and paper. Amen. Because we're going into the teachings of Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we were studying in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 17, starting at verse 1 through 24, and it's Son of Man, put forth a riddle and speak a parable unto the house of Israel. Amen. And our God had often given riddles and parables, amen, to Ezekiel. Amen. And he was telling Ezekiel what was going to come up on the earth in reference to the Antichrist and how the Antichrist was going to go in and deceive, amen, the prime minister of Israel. So I had given you all, most of all the information, amen, in reference to that. And I want to give you the finite of this chapter, amen, and the interpretation, amen. We give God the glory. I'll start at, Daniel, you know that he was the one that had written the various segments in reference to the Antichrist. And in the books of Daniel, Daniel was very accurate, amen, in speaking, amen, about the nearness of what the Antichrist would come in and be birthed, amen, as well as where he would set up his government. And Satan is literally into one world government, amen, and he's going to cause the Antichrist to deceive the people, amen, through peace, world peace, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to bring in the things wickedness, amen, that will be manifested all over the world, amen. And we need to understand his diabolical schemes are going to be manifested for a season until the people's eyes are open, amen, because Satan has literally blinded the minds of the people as well as their eyes being closed to the fact that there is not but one God, one faith, one baptism. In Daniel, you know that the Antichrist will come from Lebanon because Daniel speaks about the nearness of the nations to him. Edom, Moab, Ammon, Egypt, Libya, Ethiopia shall be at thy steps. And he shall build a tabernacle in his place between the seas. That's the tabernacle. That's the temple. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Sea of Galilee and the Mediterranean Sea. And the glorious holy mountain. Amen. In Jerusalem. It will come to an end, and none shall help him, for the 10 nations that will follow him shall turn their backs on him. There are 10 nations of that are going to follow the Antichrist. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For God has ordained this to be, amen, that the nations turn their back, amen, on the Antichrist. They're going to see his deception. They're going to go and look at his unrighteousness, and they're going to literally turn their backs on him. And one of them is going to be America. America is literally, at this point in time, and even up to the Antichrist, is literally shaken. It's literally going into a backward stage. Amen. Amen. And I would advise in America not to join in and begin to help form this one world government. Amen. Because that's what America is assisting in, even as for us today. This the G20. Amen. And then the new currency, the one world currency that's gonna affect the whole nation is leading up to the Antichrist. And I said there will be 10 nations that will follow the Antichrist or the eagle or the president that will hold office, amen, at the end time. They will make a treaty and alliance with the Antichrist, these 10 nations, and pay tribute, taxes to him for services. The people would think that the Antichrist can protect them. He would bring in much deception. Because of the recession and world issues, the Antichrist will win many through helping establish the economy and war maneuvers. Fighting will increase as well as starvation and slavery. The last Antichrist will divide the world into three provinces. I told you that. And cause the world to be taxed, registered, and a census taken, and a number given. The last king or president or eagle, as you would want to call him, is the Antichrist that Jesus will overthrow at the Battle of Armageddon. This Antichrist will come from the tribe bloodline of Dan. Amen. He's going to be of mixed origin. Amen. And I explained to you why. Praise God. And I told you what province means and how the Antichrist will divide, amen, the world into three provinces. Amen. This is what jurisdictions, amen, will take place in the main areas of the world, amen, and it would be close to the Mediterranean Sea, amen. This is where the laws, amen, and all of this stuff will be enforced. Enforcement will come from Jerusalem. All the government will be right at Jerusalem, but over in Rome, Italy, amen, and in Lebanon, in Rome, Italy is where the false prophet will reside, amen, with the religion. It will be a Muslims, amen, and it'll be all over the world. Everybody that's not a Muslim will be fought against, amen. The Christians will literally be killed and fought against during this time, amen. And even now we are being fought, amen. They want to take Christianity out. The Muslims say it's an offense, amen. And soon as this world government being more enforced, amen, by these nations, amen, and allowing, they're literally allowing the Antichrist to set up, amen, thank you, Jesus. So we're nearing the end. And then in Lebanon, is where the commerce department will be held. Amen. That's where the import and export and the distribution, amen, and the laws will be given as far as the commerce is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned. And one of the things that the Antichrist will stipulate, that if you don't have the mark of the beast, you won't be able to buy or sell or trade on a local or international scale. Amen. So we need to understand what's going on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This last Antichrist, after his deception began, God will hear the cries of the people and thus send Jesus Christ to battle in Megiddo at the Battle of Armageddon. Amen. The last Antichrist will make Israel dishonorable, poverty-stricken, and shame, not able to raise their heads throughout the world. I have told you what the Antichrist, amen, is going to try to do. The Antichrist is going to literally take and, because Israel resides in the middle of the world, is going to literally take and freeze. When I say freeze, is going to literally take and freeze Israel out of all the economy, all kinds of means of support. Amen. And I have spoken to you in reference to that. Amen. And this is what I have told you. The Antichrist will use the economy against Israel. One of the ways he wants to gain Jerusalem is to cut off all outside means of support during the time of war. The Antichrist would think that the reduction of trade to Israel would help make it defenseless. He wants to decrease the wealth of Israel and their power by destroying their economy through trade. He is going to get 10 nations to join up with him during that time, but they will turn their backs on him and follow God, amen, before it's all over with, amen. And so the commercial department, the commerce department, amen, will be held in Lebanon, amen. And these things that I'm telling you, saints, you better grab a hold to it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. After that, the Antichrist does so much evil, amen, in Israel, one of the things that they're going to do is they're going to cry out and ask Egypt to help. Well, Egypt is going to turn their backs on Israel and build up a wall so that Israel cannot enter in to seek refuge. Amen. This is all Satan's doing in order to gain possession of Israel, and he's going to do that. He's going to do that, but it's going to be for a season. Because of the sins that the king of Israel and his ambassadors committed, the prime minister, literally is what I'm speaking of, God will punish them in Lebanon away from their country. Amen. They will be taken out of Israel because they made a treaty with the Antichrist. And the Bible says that Israel cannot have no other God before them. Amen. And we as Christians cannot have no other God before us. So it's a sin. It's an abomination. Amen. Israel had made a covenant with God, which they broke, and thus broke, it literally brought in a trespass against themselves with God. This trespass interrupted the will of God concerning them. Then the people of Israel will know that Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Israel is still into Judaism, amen, most of them, amen, and a lot of them has turned over to Christianity. They are Christians now, and they believe that Jesus, amen, did die, and that he did was risen from the grave, amen, and is residing on the right-hand side of Father God right now, and that he did come. A lot of Israelites are still waiting on the coming of Jesus Christ. But without knowledge, amen, knowing that Jesus Christ has already come, they still, their minds are blinded. But the Gentile season is almost up. Now the Jews, God has promised that the Jewish nation would be the leaders, amen, that would bring in Christianity, amen, that will lead the nations and the world, amen, concerning Christ. This will come to pass, amen, because God has appointed that, amen, even with Abraham, from the beginning of the relationship with Father God and Abraham, he made a promise, amen, that Israel would carry the word to the nations, amen. So that will happen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Then the people of Israel will know that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The cedar that destroys the eagle. Thank you, Jesus. Excuse me. Psalms 92:12. Read the entire chapter. The righteous judge of the whole world that has power to destroy the Antichrist and the power that Satan has used over our lives, for there is no unrighteousness in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you this information. Amen. It's very important for us to understand the Antichrist is really geared, amen, to deceive the nations, and he's going to deceive the whole world, amen. He's going to come in through wars, the economy, and religion, amen. And he's going to come in telling them that he's able to give them world peace, amen. And this will never be accomplished, amen. And one of the things that when Jesus defeats the Antichrist at the Battle of Armageddon, the Bible said then, amen, Satan will raise his head up again, and Jesus will defeat, amen, Gog and Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and 39. So I praise God, thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist will deceive the people thinking he has power to bring world peace. Instead, his thoughts is to gain control in order to try and build Satan's kingdom. Satan wants to regain the rights he had when Adam and Eve sinned against God. But God's son, Jesus Christ, amen, came in and regained our legal birthrights and sanctified us, amen, and the Jews, amen, and the Gentiles, literally, that followed him, thus making us legal citizens, amen, on earth as well as the kingdom of God. Amen. Matthew 6 speaks about when we pray, amen, pray for the kingdom of God to come. Amen. We want the kingdom of darkness out of the way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we want the kingdom of God to come. And the kingdom of darkness, amen, is involved with the Antichrist and what Satan is trying to set up, this one world government. As a citizen of God, you are able to speak out against the cruelty of the government and its laws and be heard, amen, in reference to that. This is what we are still supposed to be doing in America, amen, today. Being, amen, free. Freedom, amen, is important. But we are now trying to join in with this G20, amen, and world government and all this kind of stuff. And that's a mistake, amen. But in order for God's will to be done and the Christians, amen, and the Jews to get in their rightful place, all of this stuff got to take place. And as a citizen, you can now vote, amen, live where you want to live, and do what you want to do and have the benefits of a normal life. This Antichrist is going to stop all of this here. All over the world, it's going to get worse and worse. You're not going to be able to live where you want to live. You're not going to be able to travel like you want to travel. Even airplane, ship travel, amen, cruises, vacations, and all of that kind of stuff is going to be cut off for those that don't have the mark of the beast. We're going to be just like in a prison state. It's going to be a control state, amen, where we won't have the freedom to do what we want to do, amen. The Antichrist will begin to attempt do all the wickedness that Satan has applied, amen, for his life, because he has nothing of God in him. In 1998, when God was giving me the revelation of what will begin to occur in the earth realm, one of the things that happened was that God literally showed me were there was a young man, amen, and this area where it was with the houses were built up on stilts. And because they were built up on stilts, one of the things that literally occurred was these people were dark in skin. They wasn't white, they wasn't black, but they were just like the color of the Alps and the people that are Muslims. They had that skin tone. And I seen literally seen in the the background, as this house was built up on stilts, it looked like it could have been built next to a land. But I seen this father, whoever he was, because there are two Antichrists, and I tell you that all the time. And this man was literally teaching this young boy. He looked like he was about 6 or 7 years of age. And he was literally standing up in the house, amen, and teaching this young man to blaspheme God and his son, Jesus Christ, and to speak of his hatred toward God, amen, the Jews, and the will of God. And he was just speaking over and over in this child's mind, and this child was rehearsing this over and over and over and over again. And as I seen that, I said, God, I say, this man is teaching this little boy how to blaspheme against the will of God and to do the things that speak against God and his people. And this is a little child, and he was teaching this child to do this. So we know that the Antichrist, amen, will reside near water, amen, and being the house built upon stilts, amen. I've seen that this house was black, amen, showing that that was Satan's evil, amen, and showing that that was of Satan. Thank you, Jesus. So we as the body of Christ, amen, need to know that our freedom will be taken away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Antichrist will again attempt, as Satan did at the beginning of creation, to take away our citizenship through, my God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, through deception. So we as the body of Christ need to know that Satan, amen, is not creating anything. He cannot create anything, but he's doing, all he's doing is portraying, amen, what he did, amen, throughout the Bible. And one of the things that he's going to use is he's going to use the system that Joseph used with Pharaoh in order to gain governmental control, amen, and it's going to be based as far as religion is concerned. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And he's going to make the people think that he is so, what you say, holy than thou. Citizens have the right to participate in both the legislative and the judicial functions of their particular community, state, or town, or city. That's going to be taken away. There will be no more mayors of any city, amen, thank you, Jesus, no governors of any, amen, state. There will be no more state laws, amen. There will be only one law that will be given by the government. There will be no more franchises. There will be a one-world court system, amen, that will govern the whole world, amen. Like I said, it's D20, and what these people are literally trying to do is set it up for now, as everybody will be responsible for what goes on in the world. Amen. But that's just a mistake, but it's coming to pass. Amen. Because it's got to come to pass for Jesus to come. And the laws will be given by the Antichrist in order to pass government on the people of the world in their states, cities, and towns. Amen. Amen. No freedom of choice anymore. World travel will be limited to those that have accepted the mark of the beast. They will be the only ones that will have that great freedom. But those that did not accept the mark of the beast, the world travel will be limited. Amen. The Antichrist will cause the people to receive an oath of allegiance to him and his government and to renounce all allegiance to their native country. Amen. Saints, listen to what I'm saying. Individual businesses will be taken away. All businesses will be given to the Antichrist. Amen. The automobile industry and other industries, amen, will be handed over to the Antichrist, amen, and his government. We will be up under dictatorship. Amen. It will be all over the world. The Antichrist will attempt to make changes in consumer demands and technology. Amen. There will be no competition concerning international trade because, amen, all trade will go into the Antichrist's hand. Man won't have the legal rights to buy from a certain company or vendor, but will have to have a mark of the beast, amen, and will have certain companies and vendors assigned, amen, in certain areas, amen, and they won't be able to function without the Antichrist, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Public assistance will not exist. It will become extinct. Amen. Welfare, health insurance, housing, food stamps, free training, free education, all of this the Antichrist will attempt to destroy. Amen. America will eventually lose, amen, as far as the major types of firms that carry out the production of goods and services in the U.S., amen. The economy as well as the world, amen, will go through the same system, amen, what the Antichrist sets up, amen, in his government. Priority ship, amen, will be taken away. Priority ship will be taken away. Partnership will be taken away. Corporations will be taken away and placed in the Antichrist's hand. That's proprietorship, amen, excuse me, amen. There will no longer, amen, be anybody, amen, to have the freedom to establish businesses, amen, and to promote and sell their goods. They will no longer exist, but under the hands of the Antichrist, amen, as he legislates and calls these things to be utilized with the mark of the beast. Saints, it's time for us to get our lives together, amen, and accept the mark of Jesus Christ, amen, and turn our backs on Satan because, amen, he is the one that's going to have accessibility with this one world government in order to kill, steal, and destroy. Note, when Christ began to reign in Israel, and the 12 tribes, amen, what they're going to do is literally encamp around Israel. Manasseh will make up that 12 tribe, amen, the one that will be accepted and has been accepted by God, amen, because of the loss of Dan, amen. Ephraim was supposed to stand up, amen, when Jacob, amen, laid his hand on Ephraim, amen, first, amen, Ephraim being the younger child, Jacob had, Israel had literally made a mistake, amen, thinking that Ephraim would stand up for God. When trouble came, Ephraim ran. Amen. And because of even running, amen, it's written all in the book of Psalms, amen. You can the last few chapters of Psalms you can read on how Ephraim fled in battle. Ephraim became a coward and literally ran. So God placed Manasseh instead of Ephraim. So Manasseh will make up the 12 tribes, amen. And what they're gonna do is gather all around Jesus Christ, amen. When the new temple is built, cause He won't dwell in no unclean temple. Amen. Is we'll have to build another temple. And one of the things that will literally occur is that, amen, thank you, Jesus, the 12 tribes will encamp around Jesus Christ because that's God's great army. Praise God. And they will literally be all around Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, during the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. And each tribe will carry their own symbol or flag. Amen. Amen. Even though their sovereign flag is the flag that they hang over Jerusalem right now, amen, with the symbol that David have on it, but they will have their own little, amen, tribal symbol, amen, their own little tribal flag. Oh, what a time that's going to be. But I give God the glory. If you don't know Christ, accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't accept the mark of the beast. Amen. Literally, if you have to die for Christ. So many Christians are being persecuted today and killed all over the world. If you have to die for Christ, amen, it's better that you die for Christ, amen, than to die for something that will eventually take you to hell. Amen. He'll take us all to hell if He had a chance. But I decided a long time ago, over 27 years, to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It's been a battle, saints. Amen. But victory has won. I give God the glory. Y'all have a great day. God bless you.